96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 3rd of October, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. It's Monday. We're going to have a what's in the news Monday. I'd like for you to tell me what's in the news. I've been all over the interwebs this weekend looking for stories, overwhelmed, in fact, by what it is that I've found. So I'd like you to share with us what news you have found over the last week, over the weekend. There's some important things. And I like to ask people to share because there's something going on in this country. And I think at the root of it, you know, there are behavioral issues that we're facing across the board. And we'll call them behavioral issues because it seems as if some people, you know, some people just don't know how to behave. They don't know what to do when they ought to do it, you know? And they don't know how to do what they know they must do when they know they must do it. And then we have what to do. They know what's expected of them. And some of them have just decided that they're not going to adhere to the social contracts that we have devised amongst ourselves. They're not going to follow the rules. And they're not going to stop doing what they're doing until somebody stops them. We have major behavioral issues that we need to tend to. So let me give you all the call-in numbers before I start on the topics I want to talk about. To join the conversation this morning, you could call us at 323-623, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Remember, you could text us at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. That's powered by BTC. And remember, standard text rates apply. First of all, it's October 3rd. That means on October 1st, Saturday, up the mask mandate, or at least we drop the majority of restrictions around the mask mandate. It will be lifted for most sectors, or it has been lifted for most sectors in the Bahamas, except for schools, healthcare facilities, and elderly or geriatric care facilities. Solo Maid came out with a song. I heard Dwight played it for you all this morning. I'm going to try pop it in there again. You got to listen to the music of the people you know. Music of the people will tell you right where we are. But I had a couple of questions. What about the other protocols, right? I know you've spoken specifically to the mask mandate, but what about the social distancing protocols And what about the sanitizing protocols? I think it's important. This is a great quote-unquote teachable moment, right? It's a great opportunity to transition people through policy changes. I'm going to argue later on in the show that handling of the pandemic that's at the root of this escalation in antisocial behavior. And people is doing foolishness on the road. And I mean, we've had interpersonal conflict and for a long time in the Bahamas. That's not new. But there's been an escalation, right, in incidents. There's been an increase in incidents. And there's been an escalation in the types of behaviors that we're seeing. And so I think this, we're not out of the pandemic yet. This is a wonderful opportunity for the government to step back in and start doing things the way that they should have been doing them from the first restriction of rights was announced. What about social distancing and sanitizing protocols? Have they also been relaxed? Sanitizing protocols, I don't think so, because all businesses, every business I've been to still has sanitizing station available at the entrances. Even some have them at the exits too. This is great. And what about social distancing? Have those restrictions actually been relaxed? Are you, in fact, let me go way back. Are you still enforcing that? You still paying attention to it? Is this something that we should still be reinforcing in our young people? And are these protocols still in place in the schools specifically where masks are still required? And how are young people, the youngest of the people, the churinists or the churins, most of all, how are they going to begin to make sense of what's happening around them if they don't have any clear indicators and signs, better yet, instructions about what's expected of them? We stick a pause there. I see we have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Well, it is dark and voice aloud. You're hearing pretty eyes.
Morning, Brayman. How you doing?
We need justice, law, and order in this country, the Bahamas. I'm doing bad. You know, speaking of behavioral issues, right?
Yes.
You have it in government also, because when a lawyer going to take a case, right, mm-hmm. to do for you and have it for more than 17 years, over 17 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
When send somebody, one his lawyer, to court with you once, then it's going to turn around and keep your file on his desk or her desk, and then go into the House of Assembly and not give...
It's a big, fancy lawyer. Brayman, don't watch that. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
Before I finish, right? Before you ask me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then promised that he was going to tell his people what to do pertaining to the file and case. And come to find out, his people said that he or she hadn't told them anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you call that indecency.
Yes.
All they want to do is work for the queen or for the king, you know, and do indecent situation to the Bahamian public.
I got you, Brayman. Now, first of all, Brayman, I have a listener who asked me to share with you that you ain't doing badly because you still, as do it say, in the land of the living. And we give thanks for that. Hey, but they love you. They love listening to the show, and they just wanted to tell you to have a more positive perspective. But here's what I was gonna ask you, Brayman. You don't have to call back in. Is there a government office, a desk, a phone line, an individual responsible for fielding complaints about lawyers? I think that the Bar Association did that. I'm not quite sure what the Bar Association does anymore. The general public would really, really appreciate their presence in public spaces. Yeah, I can't put it all on the government, Brayman. The Bar Association, although I think it is like an NGO, right? It's just a group of lawyers that promise to regulate themselves. I think that's the term. They should have a mechanism at the Bar Association to field, to take complaints about lawyers. There should also be a mechanism in the Attorney General's office, I think, or the Ministry of National Security, whoever is responsible for the judiciary, and they should field complaints about lawyers. I think we have this thing, though, in the country where lawyers don't like to sue other lawyers, you know? I don't know why that is. I am not a lawyer, so I can't answer that. I may be a lawyer one day, and I may have a different answer then, like so many of us do. I also know of a space, like people like to say the Bahamas isn't a real place. They liken us to Narnia, you know, from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I know a place in New Providence. They should like write a song. I know a place where there are so many unattended legal documents. And I know that this situation has been reported to all of the authorities multiple times. And they just sitting there. You know, so Dear Bar Association, I think this is important because we're going to be talking about behavioral issues, right? A part of the reason why people's behavior changes or behavioral culture changes is in the face of changing landscapes, right? We've seen an escalation in violence. We're seeing an escalation in both gang, sort of gang structural violence of that sort, and interpersonal conflict and violence, right? We're seeing tons of this pop up. And in both the structural gang structural violence and the interpersonal conflict violence, I think at the root of the escalation in these behaviors, right, we're seeing is a growing trust deficit with the state and with the systems that are supposed to be governing us. People begin to take things into their own hands. They're frustrated with the lack of progress of the state. Now, it's not just like the state, the government. We talk about systems, right? There was a time when the community would step in and intervene in acts of violence or structural violence, right? There was a time when people saw something and they would step in and intervene and say, this is not okay. And so I see I got two callers and texts. I'm going to get to you right now, caller. Right before we go there, I want to say that that is the space that we have to look at. Because on Dwight's show earlier this morning, you know, it was a wonderful show, a great discussion. And Dwight and Pam they put on the table that we need to encourage young people and teach young people how to walk away from conflict. And right before I go to the phone line, I want to stick a pin in that and say that I agree, but as a Bahamian, I don't agree entirely. I think that as opposed to teaching our children to walk away from conflict, we need to teach our children to stop being bullies. We need to teach and demand that our teachers, community members, religious leaders, people with a duty of care, stop being bullies and begin to intervene in acts of violence. Anyway, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, and thank you.
Yes,
I'd like
sir.
To pick up on something you started with relating to the way the pandemic was handled.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a direct correlation between the escalation in crime. Is that what you're saying?
Yep, and the escalation in antisocial behavior.
Which results in crime.
Yes.
Okay, you know, I think you may be onto something because I'm told that the those files that we were looking for some time ago, I won't call the name of the files, but mm-hmm. that went missing. I'm told that they have been found by the FBI in the classified identification group of documents. You know what I'm talking about, the Oban files.
Yeah.
So I could agree with that. Things have really been causing us a lot of pain and a lot of stuff been hidden from us. So I think it's time that Bahamians need to realize the truth. I agree with you. There is a direct correlation between the way the previous administration handled itself on the whole and the escalation in this antisocial behavior. I agree with you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's and I think, you know, for many actors at the beginning of the pandemic were demanding that you not just bring in social scientists, right, to your working teams, but that you engage them and prioritize their work, their work in the response to the pandemic. You know, tons of people, including myself, demanding where are the social scientists. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
This is Spark here. I hope everybody's doing well. Give me a moment here, Miss Green, to read this thing that I got 8 o'clock yesterday evening. You know I'm a wally boy, my boy. It goes like this. Murder number 103, Mont Royal Avenue. Male was chopped up in a large hack by another male. Male foot was chopped off.
Okay, Sparky, that's too much. No, hold on. It's too graphic. No, I'm just saying.
Okay, hold on. Let's finish there.
Yeah.
Now listen to this. Then I get a text shortly after that. Sparky, that spy who was killed. Boom, boom. Killed.
It's too graphic. It's too much information. And it sounds like those voice notes and documents should be forwarded to CDU. We got some investigators that may be able to pull some helpful information out of that. Let me get to the text line for a minute. Text says, great show as usual, Ms. Green. I want to interject. What wrong with these people every day killing? If I was a police, they would call me 300 because I put in 300 people in the bus to go to jail every time I wake in road. Block. I think attention to detail is important. I don't know if we're going to send all 300 to jail one time, but stopping people who are committing infractions, I would say give them a warning at first. Right? I like a two-warning system. You get two warnings. On the third warning, you get a monetary fine. Right? On the fourth incident, you get a hefty monetary fine and you have your license revoked. And if you continue to drive with your revoked license, without a license, then you spend in jail time because you have no regard for the people around you. But that's a part of it. Say this is a broken window theory. Older Bahamians would say take care of the pennies and the pounds will take care of themselves. Right, we begin to moderate behavior in the public spaces to encourage people to moderate their behavior in their private spaces. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Aaron Green. Happy Monday to all of my behaviors and happy October.
Mm-hmm.
Happy cool weather. Oh, man, it's still good yesterday. Had a good weekend, Aaron. Watch good football and enjoy the October weather.
Yes, sir.
Two quick points, Aaron. Just write them down from the balcony to perspective. One, I think we should. So, thank God that they dropped the mask, but we need to make it mandatory that we sanitize the private bathrooms around you.
Yes, I agree.
And that is serious because a lot of people, when they leave the bathroom, especially men, they don't wash their hands.
Yep.
I did a smaller survey.
I did a small little survey.
Right, I got 2 points there, right?
I know, but let me tell you this quick. Uh-huh. You know, we sell backwoods cigars in the country, right?
Right.
And we used to sell them one single. They open up the pack, put it in the container, and you go in and you pick them up, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, the vendors shifted their policy. You can no longer buy a single backwood. But you know why? Because they realized that so many men use the restroom, relieve themselves in public spaces with no sanitation aids.
Right.
So they're using the bathroom outside. They don't wash their hands. They come in your business. This is before they had the sanitation stations, you know?
Right.
And just touch up the things, having never washed their hands after touching their genitals.
That's right.
It created a whole shift in business policy.
Right. Right.
But we can't seem to, it can't seem to create a shift in government policy.
Right. Because, you know, when I was a little boy, we always learned when you could leave the bathroom and wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
The moment that you go to that table, that you wash your hands. So, since behavior is so horrible, and no man is trained in a home, we need the government needed to implement that.
The sanitation stations.
Yes, sanitation stations.
Yeah.
And all the private sector, too. Not just telling the government, but that's a restaurant should have, you know, think out of the box.
Yeah.
Don't wait on the government to do it. Don't wait on the bank. You need to tell the government to do it. But the second point is, my prime minister is making his address the night, and you didn't put down the great things with our prime minister. I'd rather be negative or positive.
Right. I still want to do that show.
Do that prime minister speech, then you do that after.
Yeah, I could grade the speech, eh?
Yeah, you probably do that from your office, but you do it probably Tuesday. But make up your mind, do it Tuesday.
Yeah.
Sanitize your mind and do it Tuesday, right?
I could do it Wednesday. But new caller Wednesday. Wednesday. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, but the prime minister focus, speaking tonight, addressing the nation, and you can see all the great job you have done. I had a ball with Austin Bullion, that Johnson guy. He's a comedian. I like him.
Would you, who?
Johnson. I don't remember his first name right now, but mm-hmm. He was on Austin Bullion show.
Okay.
He's F&M.
Okay.
And he's proud F&M, and I think he should be a proud MP.
He should be a proud Bahamian.
I hope he's a proud Bahamian.
Well, see, no, because for me, right? For me, the question arises, can you be both things at the same time? Can you be a proud member of a political party and a proud Bahamian at the same time?
Of course.
You sure? Because in the party, you swear allegiance to your party. And your party members, well, I don't know about the party members, but you swear allegiance to, I don't know how they carry on. And well, then, I mean, I see how they carry on, yeah. So I ain't sure. But yeah. You swear allegiance to your party, separate from country.
Yeah, but I would swear allegiance to my country first, then my party. If I see my party going in the wrong direction, like those third parties, I would leave quickly.
I got you.
Because my party, remember now, there's two institutional parties, CLP and the F&M.
Mm-hmm.
These parties built nation.
Mm-hmm.
And these parties have responsibility to represent their country and plan for the generation and generations to come.
I couldn't say it any better, Pumpkin Eater, but I got to go.
That's why I'm your Pumpkin Eater. Have a good day.
Yes, man. You hear what that gentleman say? These parties, they have a responsibility to the country as a whole. So we still waiting for the F&M to answer some questions about some of their questionable party members. Anyway, I forgot. Y'all heard the music? I didn't even hear the music just now. Thank you, producer. It's time to go to the break. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan, foundation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
It's October the 1st, no more masks for me. There will be no masks.
on.
It's October the 1st. No more mass for me.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with you from BTC. You just got bumped up. Bundled fiber customers enjoy up to 3 times the speed increase for free. That means if you have the A, Extreme 100 plus Talk 24/7 bundle, or the B, Extreme 100 TV Max bundle, or even the C, Extreme 150 plus Talk 24/7 plus TV Max bundle, your internet speed just went up to 300 Mbps. Nothing to do? Just keep doing you. That message is brought to you from BTC. And that song brought us back from the break is brought to you by Solo Made. Now, Solo Made is the Bahamian Al Yankovic. And I only say it like that because when I was listening to Al, Solo Made was a little tyke. He's a little boy. He's a churance. But boy, is he doing big things. This young man consistently brings to the fore the voices, the Bahamian people. In fact, Solo Made, if you listening, you better warm up your Bengay because I want to cut a whole, I got songs, buddy. I got songs. I want to cut a whole album with you. There's just too much political entertainment to not do it. All right. Let me get to these texts. It's a text that says, Bar Association is for bartenders. Ah, boy. Reminds me of the spot. What's going on, Mark Daniels? The best bartender. Except he say, he can't be no bartender. He no tender. He's man, he ain't tender. Can't be no bartender. Thank you, Texter. Another text. Morning, Aaron. Crime curfew is needed again. The new officer, Knox, and team is greatly needed. Commissioner Fernando once fit that role with zero tolerance to crime. Wake up, Bahamas. Today, from Grand Bahama, we are listening in 2022. Texter goes on, we pledge our allegiance to country, then political party. Bahamian lives matter, 1,000% from Grand Bahama. Absolutely, Bahamian lives matter. All of them, all, every single one matters. So we're going to talk about, I guess, some of those lives right now. I have a header this morning. It is from recklessness to lawlessness, to stupidity. From recklessness to lawlessness to criminal stupidity. And I think that's the trajectory that we have been on, certainly post-pandemic. And I want to start off by saying this. I talk about police and the lack of traffic enforcement all the time. But I have to make the point that there's been a definite and obvious increase in police presence on the road, right? Both at high peak traffic time. Now, we need more, but you see them at high peak traffic times and in high peak areas. We definitely need some sort of intervention on Harold Road, where Tawny Darling switches over to Harold Road, right over to Milo Butler roundabout. The lack of, I'm going to say, regard for other people just causes a massive backlog of traffic down Milo Butler Highway because you can't get off the roundabout from Milo Butler's side because of the long traffic lines heading west. We know a lot of that, some of that. So I can be fair. Some of that from drivers forcing their way out of the plazas on that road, obstructing traffic, not using turn signals, not maintaining the flow of traffic. But that's just one particular area. Another particular area is Mackey Street and Shirley Street. For the love of God, please station officers there. I'd like to tell you about the large commercial vehicle carrying Mackey Street southbound to westbound who just decided they didn't need to stop. They were doing 2-3 miles an hour. They could have stopped on their red light, but they just decided that they weren't going to, because who is going to make them in their large commercial vehicle with no actual identifying marks, including a license plate visible on it? I am just saying. I resist reading traffic plates, even though I took down a couple this morning. I resist reading them because some of y'all are real, real bullies. Some of y'all get catch doing foolishness in the most obvious way. And then as opposed to saying, I'm sorry that I damaged your car and potentially injured you, y'all get out your car and start fighting people and trying to stab people. And then some of y'all act like, well, I'm not a violent person. I'm just going to lie to you. I'm just going to lie to you and hope that you never, ever find me again. Now, I am not ever going to say do not teach conflict resolution, but what I'm going to say is focus more of your energy on not being a bully and teaching your children to not be bullies, as opposed to focusing it on telling your children to cower away from bullies. See, because we have a problem where the bully culture starts from the top down in this country. And we got to get a hold on it. I'm going to take this call, and then I'm going to get into some of the matters I saw on the weekend. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Ms. Green, I hear you talking about the road traffic situation, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I have a suggestion with these uninsured cars. What if I catch you driving an uninsured car, mm-hmm. what I would do is confiscate it or compound or whatever the word it is used.
Mm-hmm. Confiscated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Until you insured your car and then you get it back. But at the meantime, you have to pay the fine and pay for the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would stop a lot of people from driving uninsured cars.
Right.
Right now, they don't have no teeth into it. So
there
the
you
people
go.
Just take us on milly-dilly and they just say, well, okay, let me go driving. Because you driving an uninsured car, again, it's like coming my BMW or something and you run into that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, fine, you ain't got no insurance.
That's up, mate.
So you should have insurance when you're on the road. So when I catch you on the road, car uninsured, I take in it, and you got to pay the fine for driving an uninsured car, plus you have to insure it.
Absolutely. And I think if you have an accident in and selling it and giving the proceeds to the injured people.
That's a good idea, too.
Yeah.
See, we got to put some teeth in these laws. Because another point, too, Ms. Green, and I won't say this. I have a person driving a car. Let's say the car is insured. And the person driving the car don't have no license.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like uninsured.
Yeah.
Because guess what? The insurance could say, hey, this person
wasn't
have no license, and the insurance ain't going to pay.
Yeah, they weren't covered under the policy. Simple.
Right. No, they don't have no license.
Yeah.
So having no license,
nullifies.
Having uninsured, they're almost the same thing.
Yeah, it nullifies the insurance policy, actually.
So I think they need to take a look at that and change the way how they go. But that call a record, take that car with it insured off the road and...
Yep. And
hold
it or sell it.
Need to put some feet into that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And here's what they did to shift behavior in Britain, right? In Britain, they realized that a number of people were taking... Okay, so they weren't technically... They were found in a car that didn't belong to them. But they weren't... Which is stealing, right?
Yeah.
But when they investigated, like the person would say, oh, this is my mother's car. This is my boyfriend's car. I didn't have permission to take it. I'm not on the insurance. Right? And so what they did was they created an offense called TWOC, taking without consent, right? And so people were more inclined to say, no, I didn't give him permission to take the car. Because if you said you gave him permission to take the car knowing that he didn't have any insurance,
right,
he wasn't covered under the insurance, is another problem, right? And so what they did was they created sort of a lesser crime to make it more likely that they would interdict and catch people, you know, sort of lock them up and have successful convictions.
Another thing too, Ms. Green, before I go, you have a lot of people driving car was up to date with the car's license.
Mm-hmm.
But when you check, there's no insurance, because what they do, they license the car for 3 months,
yeah,
and they don't go back and pay the insurance.
Right, and something that is less like in intentionally crooked, right? It's just that your insurance and your birth date don't line up. Your insurance renewal date and your birth date don't line up.
No, that's right.
Right.
And they just go there. I mean, they take it like it's nothing, but that's a very serious matter because, you know, things do happen. You knock down the person on an insurance car.
Listen.
You got no insurance, the person get injured bad. Listen.
Thank you very much. I tell you all about why I am so dedicated to this traffic issue. I told you all about a number of people I know who've been hurt in accidents. A man gotten, anyway, we witnessed a hit and run, witnessed a man getting knocked by the car and had to sit in the road taking care of him. But I never told you all, my mother got hit by a reckless driver. They had stolen a car. My mother and another community member, Mrs. Burrows, both got hit in the Fox Hill intersection. It was horrible. By someone driving a stolen car. These things impact people's lives on a regular basis. And when there is no justice, you know, because Bahamians are nice people, we come out the car and we hear your sad story, your sob story about how you got 18 children you're taking care of and only 2.5 is yours and your mummy and your daddy and your this and your dad, and we be nice with you. And then you turn around and disappear. These things are no longer tolerable. So let's talk about from reckless to lawless to criminally stupid. Some troubling incidents over the weekend. First of all, let's start with the video of what is purported to be a hit-and-run accident. And in the video, we see a person running with a big, large object that the narrator of the video says is a car bumper. The narrator of the video alleges that the person running with the thing, the object, is responsible for an accident, and they were attempting to hide their bumper in an attempt to run away from the scene. What is wrong with you people? When I was a child, my father only ever beat me twice. And the second time he beat me, very clearly he told me, I'm not beating you because of what you did. I'm beating you because you lied to me. And it was the most foolish, stupid, and easily refutable lie. And that is why I am beating you. Okay? And I just want to say to that woman, cheapest you to just sit there and wait for the police. Because now, you know, people have accidents. Even reckless people have accidents. But now you intentionally, well, I'm not a lawyer and I wasn't police on the scene, but now it appears as if you've made the situation even worse for yourself. And then look where you go and try hide the thing. And then look how you try and hide it. I'm not saying that we need smarter criminals. I'm just saying that dumb criminals are problematic to our health. It gets worse. It gets worse. I saw another video where the narrator is indicating to us. I mean, this is, you all watch soap operas? This is a soap opera. I just want to say to the young lady that aided and abetted her sister stalking the wife of her lover, did you think your day was going to end up with you being a criminal? Did you think that the person in plain clothes that you tased is a police officer? Did you think that? Did you think before you did they? Did you think about anything? The stalking, the alleged assault, the aiding and abetting, any of it? Did you think of any of it? And I'm sad to say that the weekend just got worse and worse and worse. On Wednesday of last week, we hit the 100 homicide or murder mark. On Wednesday, last week. And the numbers have just been piling up over the weekend. From recklessness to lawlessness to criminal stupidity. I see I have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. You still there, caller? Sorry, I missed you. Caller, I got a text here. Aaron, off topic, but do you know if operations at Bahamas Air are back to normal? I have a flight later today and can't get an answer them. What I would suggest you do is maybe try and find one of the ticketing offices in town. There is one in Palmdale, and there's one right around here by the UB roundabout, by KFC. I think there's one there as well. No, Texas, that's not, nobody got paid to do anything. But yes, you think it's dangerous to date a good-looking man? It's dangerous to be a good-looking man these days. Producer, how y'all is be doing it on these streets? Keeping yourself safe. Another text, good morning. All of them around about from Independence straight up to Gladstone Road ain't making no sense. Just need to put in four-way lights like the one on Marathon and Robinson. Wait, no, not like the one on Robinson and Marathon Road. You mean the one that the people don't respect? That one there? You mean the one that is less than a mile from Road Traffic Department, but they don't really ever have officers there monitoring it? Despite its legendary status? You mean the one where Rev Analytics did the survey and determined that the government could collect millions in dollars in fines weekly or monthly, and still yet nobody's doing it? That one? No, sir. No, sir. The intersection right by the palace where the Queen used to live. Let's put that one here. One where people actually enforce the controls. It's not a matter of roundabout versus traffic lights at this time. It's a matter of enforcement and people committing to following the rules. Dear Texter, somebody suggested that until there is clarity over the status of the protest at Bahamas Air, perhaps you should attempt to fly another airline. Now the text, Aaron, it is pathetic that these idiots who love menace keep saying we need curfew and lockdowns to stop crime. Why people think hiding will solve crime? Silly. I mean, we need a plethora of interventions. A lockdown, I think people panic and think that that's a quick way to go. But what we learned in the lockdown is that sometimes you lock in people up with the criminals. That's not good for them either. Another text. Aaron, here is the problem. When bad lawyers are reported to the bar for stealing, the bar tells the lawyer to pay the money back. Once it's paid back, it's over. But the police and courts are never informed, so the lawyer is free to do it again to someone else. So I think people need to go to the bar and police when a lawyer steals from them. Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. See, where the state comes in is that they have an obligation to protect us from terrorists. There's people who will terrorize ordinary citizens due to their status or profession or privilege or influence or affluence. You know, the government has to step in. Another text. Please ask the driver who knocked the child down on Charles Vincent Street to turn themselves into the police. Dear Texter, Could you text me some more details so I can, please? There's been a definite escalation in hit and run offenses. I saw about two of them, two videos this weekend alone. And I can be honest with y'all, I'm not reading every report. I'm not seeing every accident. But they're not all being reported. They're not all being reported to the police. They're not all being reported to the media. But there's been a drastic escalation in this behavior. Minor and major fender benders, hit and runs, and non-insured drivers. And there's been an increase in recklessness and aggressive driving. I watch a car pop out of traffic, drive straight up the verge on the opposite side of the road. So if they were going eastbound, they went into the westbound lane, they hit the verge, and they drove eastbound straight out of the westbound lane just to cut back across traffic and force their way back into the eastbound lane. Now, this is a gender-neutral issue. I watch both men and women committing the most insane offenses daily. It is a gender-neutral issue. Ms. Green, it's going to get worse before it gets better. I commend the police for their diligence in dealing with these criminals. Check Haiti and Jamaica. Maybe the Singapore model should be adopted. See, the problem is you can't just adopt the Singapore model. It doesn't quite fit here. Then you would be shocked at the root of the Singapore model. First of all, it would be extremely and unnecessarily traumatic for the descendants of enslaved Africans if not done correctly. We can have drastic interventions and actions that still are rooted in empathy and mindfulness and care for others. Another text, yes, Ms. Green, the crime, that what's going on in the country. Oh, I'm going to read this one in its entirety. Yes, Ms. Green, the crime that what are going on in country dots with the same sin you are guilty of. So fix your actions before you complain or point fingers. They do say that being miserable is a sin. I didn't think I had reached sinful levels yet. Thank you, texter. But do me a favor. When you're going to send texts that, because your intent was to offend me, spell it clearly so I can make sure I know what you're saying. I would hate to misinterpret your words. You do me that favor. That's all the text so far. We still got 2 minutes, so you want to send a text in, you can send it in. So again, I want to say it's been a definite increase in police presence, peak traffic times and peak traffic areas. We still need greater presence on the streets. We need greater presence near schools. I've seen a number of instances of trolling over the last few weeks. That's where cars slow down near young women in particular and attempt to encourage them to get in their car. Police are good for diverting, you know, for intervening in those sorts of things as well, because none of our police officers are engaging in that type of behavior. We know that. We know not one of our police officers are grooming anybody except their horses. We all don't ride horses anymore. That means there's no grooming whatsoever. We do have an issue at hand, and I don't want you all to think that these issues are rooted in migrant communities or are rooted in communities experiencing poverty. In many instances, the root in the shift or the cause of the shift in our behavioral culture or cultures in our behaviors comes from the top down. And that means to change it. And we have to. We have to. This weekend of violence is showing us clearly that we have to make a change. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking a bit about Caribbean Tree Planting Week and the importance of trees. And I'm going to make a link between tree planting and the escalation and antisocial behavior. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all the texts. Thanks for all the calls. You gotta stay tuned to Guardian Radio because Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry is up next. You guys have a great day. Whether you want to wear your mask or not, just do it. Have a great day.